Jazz Atavist is a quartet of Bemidji musicians. They'll perform music by Oscar Peterson, Duke Ellington, Miles Davis, Stan Getz, and Dave Brubeck this Friday night, 8 o'clock in the Bangsburg Main Theater at Bemidji State. The group will be joined by actors and vocalists and use historical film and staging to recreate the feel of a club during the golden age of jazz. Producer Alana Yuse spoke recently with members of the group. Here's their conversation.
The band's approach to jazz is unusual, and we've got manager Debbie Gelda and music director Eric Gustafson here to tell us more. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Eric, you're the music director of Jazz Atavist. Tell us about your approach to jazz, because it's not your cookie-cutter jazz experience.
No, actually, I think you might even call it heretical, because the very foundations of jazz rely on improvisation, and that's what it's all about. So, in the past, there have been a few people who have attempted to replicate some of the great performances, and they've met with a little hostility. We find ourselves in a unique position right now to be able to kind of pull this off. It started about 5 years ago, and I just was going to put together a jazz band. I retired 5 years ago and thought, well, this is something I haven't done for the previous, whatever, 60 years or so. I had played as a classical musician. I was an organist for church. I had done dozens and dozens of classical performances, recitals, and concertos. And I thought, well, it's time to start something new. And I had been inspired when I was studying overseas by the first time seeing Oscar Peterson perform. And I was totally, I was just blown away. It was just the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. And that stuck with me for years and years.
For someone who doesn't know, who was Oscar Peterson?
Oscar was the man with the hands. They used to call him, I think Duke Ellington called him, the Maharaja of the keyboard. His fingers move so fast. I'm of course, a piano aficionado in classical terms, and I've seen actually several of the greats play live, Horowitz and Rubinstein, both when I was growing up, and I've never seen anything to compare with Oscar Peterson's piano technique. And, of course, I grew up with Dave Brubeck and Bill Evans and all the standards, you know, the Louis Armstrongs. That was meat and potatoes for us back in the old days, you know, back in the 50s. The tendency in jazz, of course, is that it develops a cult following, people who really are in the know and who go and want to hear things that are really inventive and experimental and new and interesting. And that's fantastic. You know, that's the real hardcore jazz people. We're not playing to them, really. What we're playing to is the people who are more interested in something they can sing along to, tap their foot to, dance to, just kind of be nostalgic about as well, something they'll really relate to very strongly.
Yeah. And the band doesn't just read jazz music. Can you tell us about your process and how you get to a place where you can perform these pieces?
Well, the standard for reading jazz is charts, you know, harmonic charts that you tell you which chord progression to follow, and then you improvise from that. We're playing transcriptions that are note for note, and in some cases that is very, very challenging, especially, for instance, Oscar Peterson, who did play things that were just almost impossible for classical pianists to play. So it's something to strive for. I don't claim to be Oscar Peterson, but we certainly strive for that kind of phenomenal ability. And Oscar, in fact, he was a real pedagogue, and he was very much a teacher. And he thought, well, the best source would be to transcribe note for note some of his performances. So we have these monuments out there note for note, and which makes things so exciting for me as a classical musician, because that's what the whole ethos of classical music is taking a really, really great work, say Beethoven or Bach work, and replicating it according to the original intent of the performer or the composer.
Yeah, and it's very much a classical approach to jazz, which you do not often see.
That's true. That is absolutely true. And I said we sort of stand apart from everybody else. I hope it's a phenomenon that people can really get into, groove on, find it a gas, as they used to back in the old days.
Now, we've also got Debbie Gelda, the manager of Jazz Atavist. Tell us about the name of the band.
The name Atavist means throwback. So the most important thing about this group, or the most original thing about the group, is to revisit jazz as it was originally heard, as it was originally constructed and played, which is a bit unusual, a bit different, a bit novel, if you will. Jazz usually has such a high level of improvisation, and that's not what this music is about. It really is truly about going back in time.
And you are the band's manager. Tell us how you got involved in that role.
I have no idea, to be honest. I don't know. I end up getting myself into all types of things, but I became friends with the wonderfully talented and amazing Eric Gustafson, and we struck up a friendship and have a mutual love of music. Eric has been sharing with me jazz, and I'm learning about it, and I've just started making some phone calls and trying to get the band off the ground, and it's going really well. I don't call myself a manager. Eric calls me the manager, but together I think we've got a pretty good relationship.
Tell us about some of the band's links to BSU.
One aspect of the group that I think is really novel is that the band spans multiple generations. We've got faculty emeriti, such as Pat Riley, that has been playing in the community for years. We have got relatively new people on the scene, like Eric Gustafson, who has just been in the Bemidji area for a few years. We have BSU graduates, such as Fred Kiesel, and even current BSU student Dan Nelson. So many generations of knowledge and talent are all coming together for a common cause.
That's one of the cool things about jazz. It transcends time a little bit, right?
Perfectly said, I think.
Great. So tell us more about this event, Masters of the Mainstream. What can we expect?
Well, what you should not expect is a concert. It's not just a concert. We are very cognizant of trying to transport the audience to another time, to another place, and doing that through imagery and music, props on stage, actors and actresses. I think it's something that Bemidji hasn't seen before, and I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
Now, it sounds like a lot of work.
I would be lying if I said it was not a lot of work, but I think it's a labor of love. I mean, when you have this many people that are innately interested in a common cause and a common goal in creating something fantastic, it doesn't seem as work. It just seems like a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we're talking right now with Debbie Gelda, who manages the band Jazz Atavist, and Eric Gustafson, who's the music director of the band. So, Eric, you've got a quartet, and why is four a good number for a jazz group?
It gives you extra flexibility. It's just a matter of the most popular combo format is usually the trio or frequently the quartet as well.
Tell us about some of your band members.
Well, let's see, the guitarist, Dan Nelson, is a music major at BSU. Absolutely phenomenal. The tradition at BSU is a big band sound, you know, with the Blue Ice Group. And Dan has played with that. He's done a whole bunch of other very traditional things. All musicians play polkas at some point, I think, at least in northern Minnesota. But no, he can do anything. And Dan has picked up some of this technique that just blows my mind. I can use that expression. It's just amazing. Fred Kiesel is our drummer. Fred has played a year or two tour with a rock band. So that was a transitional thing with Fred. And very interestingly, he has really just sort of morphed into the jazz feel. And I'm still working on that myself because, you know, I'm a classical pianist. So, and Pat Riley is our bassist, who has 40 years or 30 or 40 years of playing in jazz groups. It's fantastic to have that experience and that kind of ear. If you listen to tapes of our rehearsals, you hear Pat Riley injecting things all the time and say, well, this works better, this works better. And it's like, I'm just thrilled to have him with the group as well. So we're the two old guys. The bass and the piano are the two old guys. And the young guys are the drummer and the guitarist.
What's that dynamic like to have a sizable age difference within your band?
It's fantastic. It can't be done in too many places because of the kind of natural barriers that would normally form between the different generations. However, here, I think there's a collegiality that's sort of built into Minnesota Nice. And I love it. I love it because we can be really honest and open with each other. And I ask for criticism all the time and they'll give it to me. It's like fantastic. I just enjoy it to the max.
Great. Now, with Masters of the Mainstream, you'll be bringing in some vocalists. Of course, jazz vocals require something special. Who will you be bringing in during this performance?
I'm really excited about The Girl from Ipanema, and I'm sure people know that piece. A lot of people know it's one of the most popular jazz standards. We're bringing in Dr. Jennifer Olson from the vocal faculty at Bemidji State, who has an absolutely amazing voice. And the interesting thing is she is so well operatically trained that she has to do sort of backflips to do this part because the original performance, which she'll be duplicating, was by Astrid Gilberto, who was basically an amateur. And she was not very sure of herself. And all of this goes into, as what Debbie was saying, acting. You know, there will be some acting going on. Yeah, not much. We're not going over the top. But Jennifer can do this. And that amazes me, the person with this powerful operatic voice can actually be this amateur and somewhat tentative singer.
It sounds a little vulnerable, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. If you've seen the YouTube rebroadcasts of her original performances of Girl from Ipanema, you can watch her and you'll see she probably doesn't want to be on stage. It's fun to watch. And there is one other singer. I have a special connection to that singer. That is George McConnell. He is my spouse. And he has been singing for me for all of my career, mostly in church settings. He's not singing professionally. So he's coming in. He's sort of standing in at my behest.
Great. And which pieces will he be singing?
He will be singing the part of Astrid's husband, Joao Gilberto. And he sings the first part. She sings the second part. And we have a wonderful saxophonist, Frank Olson, who's stepping in for this song to play the part of Stan Getz. And everybody who knows jazz knows Stan Getz, the great saxophonist.
That's Debbie Gelda, manager of Jazz Atavist, and Eric Gustafson, the band's music director. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If you've never had the pleasure, you can hear Jazz Atavist this Friday at the Bangsburg Main Theater. Tickets are on sale now for the performance Masters of the Mainstream. It'll feature live jazz music and vocalists, archival film footage, and of course, flappers. For more information, visit the band's website at jazzatavist.com.
Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. Oh, but he watches so sadly. Yes, he would give his heart gladly. But each day when she walks to the sea, she looks straight ahead, not at him. Tall and thin and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking.
Conversation with Jazz Atavist is part of Area Voices, our series covering the arts, culture, and history of Northern Minnesota. Area Voices is supported by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's Astrid Gilberto and the Stan Getz Quartet performing The Girl from Ipanema. You can see and hear Jazz Atavist perform this song and other jazz classics this Friday night, 8 o'clock in the Bangsburg Main Theater at Bemidji State University. Call for ticket information 800-662-5799 or go to jazzatavist.com.